KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Five suspects linked to a passport fraud syndicate are expected to appear in the Durban Commercial Crimes Court today. The group was arrested in a weekend sting operation led by Home Affairs and supported by the Hawks. Newswatch's Andile Tsotetsi has more.
Among those nabbed are a former Home Affairs official and a municipal volunteer. Officials say another suspect was found with 226 stolen passports, while a fourth was allegedly in possession of a set of keys to government offices and a fake supporting documents. According to the Hawks, the fraud was committed between 2020 and 2023 at Home Affairs offices in Isipingo, Durban Central and Eshowe. The syndicate allegedly operated after hours and paid citizens up to 1,000 to help foreign nationals obtain fraudulent passports. Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber says the bus is part of efforts to dismantle what he calls a syndicate society. Andile Tsotetsi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The road where a fatal collision took place on the R34 near Freyhead remains closed. 12 people died after a truck struck the side of a bus carrying dozens of passengers on Madatani Road this morning. KwaZulu Private Ambulance Services was at the horrific scene. Here's spokesperson Craig Buerta.
Of the injured, 10 patients sustained critical injuries, 22 patients suffered serious injuries, and a further 6 patients sustained minor injuries. 9 occupants sustained fatal injuries and succumbed to the injuries before emergency services could arrive on scene. 3 critically injured patients later died in hospital despite intensive efforts by paramedics and medical staff.
In other news, the past weekend marked 1 year since the formation of the Government of National Unity, and political analyst Dr. Lubna Nadvi believes there's been progress.
It isn't completely as solid as one would have hoped, but what we see is that there has been a fair degree of cooperation amongst the various members of cabinet that come from different parties.
Last June, the ANC signed a statement of intent with the DA and other political parties, formally establishing the multi-party government. The GNU faced its biggest test earlier this year after its two biggest parties disagreed on tax proposals in the budget. They eventually voted together last week to get the third version adopted by Parliament. And now, with the 2026 local government elections only months away, Nadvi, who's with UKZN, foresees a different level of competing among the parties.
It's a slightly different dynamic because of the arrangements at the local government level. But I think that the electorate will be looking at how have the parties that form the GNU, how have they been performing? And on the basis of that, potentially elect the sort of people that they want to put in place at local government level.
And abroad, 14 people have died in Kyiv after another night of Russian airstrikes. 27 locations, which reportedly include apartment blocks and schools, have been hit in the capital. 44 people have been injured there. Blasts have also been heard in Odessa and Chernihiv. Back home, Durban's a high of 24 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 25. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, Mamelodi Sundowns open their FIFA Club World Cup campaign tonight. The women Proteas to open World Cup campaign against England. And French Open champion Carlos Alcaraz opens his cross-season campaign this afternoon.